Passion. I pounded nails through her creamy palms and impossibly arched feet. She never screamed, bled, or healed my breasted blonde pink Jesus. Not a doll at all, but a gendered totem. I had what you'd have to call a passion. Before the microwave, before the whirlpool trash disposal, I'd stuff her down the gaping mouth of my father's mounted, terror-eyed fish so that only her white hair would show in a narrative called Barbie and the Rabid Bass. Or she would burn and melt in the furnace, her chemical skin blackening in Barbie, Virgin Bride of the Volcano. But I'd generally have her crucified. My sister would find her, pull her down, go weeping like Mary Magdalene to my parents. Always a new Barbie would appear in her cellophane casket with her turquoise frying pan or a neon pink vacuum. Zealous, I continued to nail her everywhere I could. The tree by the bus stop, under the grape arbor, the telephone pole out by the mailboxes. But I couldn't save her. Always my sister would pull her down and make her play her truly suspect games. Give her to Kubla Khan, Sheikah the Sandbox, who would rescue her from white slavery, give her a patio, fashion shop, dream house. A disdainfully rich and powerful man, Ken would force himself upon her in what you'd have to call a marriage.